Hey, I'm the Deal Goblin's cousin, Joey, the Dealio Goblinio. I'm here to tell you about cool sale going on over at foolsgold.shop. They got like all the percentages. There's like 15% off over there. I think that one's 20% off. They got like a whole bunch of sales, and there ain't many of them Tarasks left, so you gotta go get you one of those.
Yeah, if you want to get a module or minis or whatever the fuck we sell, you can get right there.
Hey, Deal Goblin, did you hear that the Tarask won an award?
Oh, yeah, I did. The Tarask won the Origins Award for Best Miniature Product. So it's a pretty big honor.
So they're going to go quick.
Yeah.
So literally, if you want a Tarask, you might as well buy the best one as officially determined by the prize.
Yeah. Yep.
And there's not many left, so you have to go get you one of those.
You do realize that now that you've committed to the Deal Goblin, your voice will slowly deteriorate.
No.
Each episode.
I'm not the Deal Goblin. I'm the Deal Cousin. I'm Joey.
The Deal Cousin.
Hey.
It's on the back of my car.
Nobody's going to buy our shit with this accent.
And no Tarasks were sold that day. Yeah. Anyway, check it out at foolsgold.shop. Love you guys.
Kiss, kiss, love, love.
Kiss, kiss. Mwah. Kiss, kiss, love, love. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I'm going to buy me a new pair of shoes.
Previously on Fool's Gold Sands.
The rooster you recognize this person looks awfully similar to your good old friend Zamara.
You need to stay the hell away from Hosen.
He's placed a very expensive bounty on your head with the Wishguard.
We have to go and sneak into a Wishguard base.
No.
Towards the Wishguard base.
Well, do you want to just like go in there and try to enlist?
You think you could just fit underneath my poncho?
Yeah, I think so.
You actually see that this place has quite a lot of plants. Rooster, your connection with magic is basically gone. Horror, the same happens to you. There is no magic here. Rather, there is. It's just very limited. So yes, genies breathe magic, and breathing in here is hard. Eventually, you reach a more decorated door with a sign saying Captain Rune. So, you just approach our outpost in the middle of a desert for a job?
Yes.
Fine. Hyatt, bartender, you start today.
Stepping out is a green genie. That is Cynthia.
And he says this while making full eye contact with the genie. So I'll be using her fruit to mix the drinks.
That's correct.
We're going to get everyone very drunk.
Okay.
The vine creeps its way through the window towards you and sprouts another flower.
Grab the vine.
We're going to help you.
So, how do you guys want to start?
We can start off with them realizing that Nelfor needs to be informed. Otherwise, he might bomb this place.
How do you want to do that? Sneaking out?
I suppose, yes. We might have to wait until everyone is asleep and then sneak out.
Well, it's nighttime right now, right?
They still have guards out patrolling during the nighttime.
Well, okay. So, the risks are if we leave for a moment, they might catch me.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if you can quickly go out and I'll just stay, like, in the closet or something like that. You just say you left something outside.
Sure. That sounds like a good plan.
Okay.
Or you stay here. Or Cora, like, puts Rooster on the bed and just throws the blanket over him. There. You are hidden.
And he puts it on. He's like, yeah.
Right.
Cozy.
Okay, don't do anything while I'm gone. Just stay here.
Okay, got it.
And hide.
Yeah, he's got a little, like, salute.
Yeah. I'll be back. And I exit.
You exit, and pretty much as you open your door and step out, all of the lights dim. It seems artificial lighting is used here, and now that it is nighttime, they're also dimming all of the inside to make sure that it's easier to sleep for people here. You see a change of the guard occurring, the day shift switching to the night shift, and some of the day shift people seem to be coming towards you. A group of three people.
I guess Kor, like, straightens up. He's got to put on his act right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they approach him. All right, what happens?
Yeah, they approach him, and you actually recognize that these are the two guards at the entrance that first let you in addition to one extra person that you don't recognize. And one of the guards, the ones that you don't recognize, speaks up and says, "Hey, looks like we got a new guy."
Yes, I am new.
Yeah, you're the rookie around here now.
technically, I am the bartender.
Bartender, let's go. That's awesome. Well, as the new kid, we gotta ask you to get the basement key.
Get the basement key?
Yeah. We gotta get in the basement, so you gotta go get the key.
Why do you not have the key?
Because I'm not the new guy. It's the new guy's job.
Oh. Well, I am busy, so who was the new guy before me? Was it one of you?
Oh, no. It's like, that's all on you, man. If you want to impress the captain, you gotta go get the basement key. That's just, that's the law. It's kind of how we do things here. So, you know. I mean, you don't want to make a bad impression on your first day, right? You want to seem like a big pussy, right?
I mean, I was just gonna walk away, but I don't think Cora's gonna stand for that.
The fucking chicken thing.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah, Cora probably was gonna be like, no, I have other shit to do. Get somebody else to do it. Actually, I'll make a will save to see if he can resist their antagonizer.
Sure.
Oh, nat one.
Oh. Rage. Oh. So much rage.
A little piss baby.
I'm not a little piss baby.
Hey, that's what we want to hear, right? So you're going to go get that basement key?
Fine. Where is it?
It's in the captain's office. Hangs right by the wall, right beside his chair.
What does the key open?
Oh, we'll show you. Because you're coming with us. But it's in here, don't worry. So go get the key, and you're gonna meet us at the door to level 3. Alright? We'll meet you there.
Fine.
Sweet. Yeah. I knew this guy was gonna be cool.
Where am I going now?
So you're heading to level 2 where the armory was, uh-huh. And that's also where the captain's office was.
Okay.
Okay, you head down there. They do as well, they kind of accompany you for a bit, and then they peel off and head towards level 3, the prison. And now you're left standing in front of the captain's office.
If Corleen's in, can he tell if the captain's in there? He's a very loud captain.
You don't hear anything inside.
Okay. He tries the doorknob.
It's unlocked.
Yeah, well, maybe I can find something in this office and fix this whole problem. I'm not a pussy. Anyway, he opens the door.
You open the door and the captain is nowhere to be found.
Can I spot the key?
You see it hanging by the wall, just as he described. Oh, with a little floofy round thing on it.
Like a rabbit's foot?
Sure.
Okay, Cora goes over to get the key.
You go get the key. You've got it. Okay. Key secured.
I have a secured key. Well, I'm behind his desk. I'm going to inspect and see if I can see anything.
Oh, sure. So what are you looking for specifically? I mean, because this desk is like, you know, it's covered in paperwork. There's maybe like a weapon on it, some stamps, like official looking things.
I mean, I was going to see if I could find any kind of key that looked like it would have worked on that cell that Cynthia was in.
That's a good one.
Because we were right next to the cell. Maybe I could... Can I remember if the lock, how the lock worked?
You didn't look at the lock at the time. And from what you can see here at first glance, this is the only key you find in the room.
Okay. Are the papers on the desk of any particular note? Do they make reference to, like, I don't know, big movements of men in or out of areas, or...
Well, they're probably spelling out all the most important secrets of the Wish Guard in common.
Fuck, you're right.
Which your illiterate ass can't read.
Yep. All right.
Not many pictures. Disappointing.
Dang.
Why aren't there any pictures?
I should use more pictures. What kind of weapon is it that's sitting on the desk?
It seems to be just a rather regular-looking dagger used as a letter opener. It has a bit of decorations on it, so perhaps it's a ceremonial dagger.
And I can't really think of anything else to inspect for there.
Yeah, otherwise in here, it's just there's files, documents you can't read. Probably a picture of Captain Rune himself in... nice armor. But do give me a spot check.
All right. And that one.
You whip your head around a bit too quickly and get your own hair in your eye.
All right, time to leave.
You leave the office and close the door behind you, and in front of you, you see Captain Rune approaching. He has clearly spotted you leaving his office.
Is there anybody else around other than me and him?
Nope.
I'll let him approach me.
Okay.
Remember, you can't use magic.
I can use ice spells.
Ooh, yes.
He approaches you and sizes you up and says, "And what were you doing in my office?"
I got lost.
In my office?
No, I got lost in the facility and ended up back at your office because I don't know anybody here and I was looking for directions.
Unbelievable. Unacceptable. It's down the hall to the right. Back to level 1 with you. Good night.
Okay, thank you.
Smacks you. Yeah.
Well, he walks away. When he's outside of earshot, he's like, I can't believe that worked.
You head over to the level 3 door where the people are already waiting. It's like, hey, it's a guy, it's a man. You got it? You got the key?
Yes, I have the key.
Oh, shit, we're doing this. All right, give it here.
He is about to give it to them, and then he does, like, the whole, like, hangs the key over their heads, and he's like, what is this for?
All right. If you want to do the honor, then come with us. And they open the door, and they walk into level 3.
Which is?
Prison.
Okay.
With the genie, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Cora accompanies.
Yeah. They walk inside, again, walking past some of these cells in here, including the big, important one in the middle, which contains Cynthia, which you currently can't see because of the overgrowth. However, they walk around her cell towards the back of level 3, and actually, you can see there is another door. This one appears to be a floor hatch with a big old padlock on it, and a certain key would certainly open that one. They say, all right, that's the one. Open that up.
Since I'm walking by Cynthia's cage again, can I then assess what the lock might be like?
Indeed, because you're making almost a full loop around her cell, and you don't see any indication of a door at all.
Okay, weird.
Come on, big guy, over here.
All right, Cora opens it up. Cora opens up the hatch.
Yeah, let's go downstairs, let's go. One of them already heads down.
All right, Cora follows.
You head down into a very, very dark basement with these three goobers. And at first you can't really see much. And they kind of just say, hey, over here, like, don't watch your head. And you immediately hit your head on something.
Ow.
And they lead you through a few dark passages. But then what you see is immediately recognizable to you is a genie lamp.
Okay.
In the middle of a very large blacked out room. And it's really just like probably like a 50 by 50 kind of cube of a room. It's just a little pedestal in the middle containing the genie lamp. And I say, all right. If you think you're tough, now's your chance. You see a little lump over there in the corner, and they gesture to one of the corners, and indeed, there's like a lump. It seems like the size of you, roughly. You can't really make it out. It's just like a pile of something. And they say, all right, you're going to go over there, you go smack it. You're going to run back here and run back out. And if you survive, you're one of us.
So they're not even, this has nothing to do with the lamp in the room?
Oh, no, you don't want to touch that.
Is there something keeping you from touching it? Like,
yeah, the thing you're about to smack. You don't want to touch that.
Oh, okay.
See what the guard does.
No, if you touch the lamp, you'll, like, that thing's going to just fucking kill you, bro. But just give it a good old smack. Prove you got the guts. But no, don't touch the lamp. Like, we would be the first in line to kill you for that. I'm sorry. Don't touch the lamp.
I'm just looking at some spells right now.
While Cora ponders his options, Rooster, you hear someone twist the doorknob.
Panics a bit. I mean, Cora put the blanket on him, and he said hide, so he's going to hide like that. He's going to do full blanket down and go onto the bed.
You're laying on the bed?
Yeah, yeah. Try to be as flat as possible. Can try not to panic.
Give me a hide check.
15.
You can't see what's going on, and you do, but you notice someone touching the bed, and then you just hear what sounds like wiping noises for like a good 5 minutes, like they're wiping something down.
Wiping something down?
Yeah, like they're wiping something. You can't see it, obviously, because you're under a blanket, but you just hear like a little bit of that shh, shh, shh. Like they're just wiping something. And then 5 minutes later, the door closes. And then silence.
I wait for like a minute or two, and then I'm gonna see what the fuck that was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what were they wiping?
You can't tell. At first glance, you emerge from your covers. Everything looks just like it was.
Was it just the cleaning person?
Does it smell nicer in here?
Yeah, do I touch the ground? Is it wet?
The ground is slightly wet.
Ah.
And it smells in here like a little bit like honey.
Hmm. Okay. I'm just gonna keep being a blanket. I mean, he sits up, but he's got cover.
You sit on the bed, now a lot less relaxed.
I wasn't very relaxed here either.
The camera pans 2 floors lower, back to Cora, who has been at the edge of this super long, imposing, super dark, large, imposing chamber, debating his options.
Describe the 3 guys that are here with me.
Yeah, they're just 3 average-looking guys. You probably have 1 elf, 1 human, and 1 dwarf. They're not wearing their full uniforms right now.
Mm-hmm.
All they're wearing is just like simple shirts, like recruit shirts and stuff like that. However, they do all carry just like a simple sword on them. Just standard issue stuff.
Okay, so they're not wearing armor.
They're not in full armor. No. They're not here to fight, is the impression you get from their equipment. Actually, if you examine them, you probably see 1 guy just like eating. He's like eating chips.
which would be dried fruit chips.
Okay, so you want me to go over and touch that thing?
No, no, don't touch it. Smack it, and then run.
Okay, I see how it is.
Come on, we've all done it. You gotta do it too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you tell if they've actually done this before?
Yeah, like you want to do sense motive?
Sure.
Go for it.
Did you get another nat one?
No, I didn't. Okay. I got an 8.
You can't quite get a read on them. Their bro energy is throwing you off.
Okay. So none of you have been brave enough to touch the lamp.
Oh, that has nothing to do with bravery? That's just stupid.
What happens if you touch the lamp, other than that thing attacking us?
Well, that will kill you and eat you, and if that doesn't do it, everybody else in this entire building will, because the alarm's going to go off, and that's kind of like a fireable offense, they say? Yeah, you don't want to fucking around with that, dude. I mean, why would you? We're here to guard it. Like, that is our job, right? Also, it's kind of like hooked up to stuff. Yeah, and actually, when they point it out, you can see that there's wires that come down to it, and they're not immediately, like, attached to the lamp. But they are just kind of in its vicinity. And those wires just lead up into the ceiling, and you can't see where they go from there.
Is the lamp otherwise completely, like, accessible? Like, could you reach out and grab it and lift it off of the plate? Or is it like, behind glass?
There's a glass-looking sphere surrounding it.
Hmm. Yeah, so the thing is the Core doesn't... He's sizing everything up, the situation. I don't think he can get the lamp out of there all by himself. And he doesn't want to tip these guys off to him being a double agent.
Plus, you can figure out what the fuck is guarding it.
Yep.
Because we can make friends with it later.
True. So, Core's gonna go smack the thing. He ain't no chicken.
Are you sneaking, or are you just stomping up to it and giving it a smack?
He's not sneaking. Maybe he can earn some bravado points if he just, like, boof, boof, boof over to it. This is probably... Okay, Core's probably has a small sense of security right now, because, like, they're like, yeah, go over to that thing and touch it, and he's like, what, that thing? Meanwhile, the demons would have hazed him with way worse.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So he's just like, oh, look at it, it's fluffy, or whatever it is. He's not at all afraid of this thing.
As soon as you step into the room, they're like, oh, shit, he's doing it! Fucking go, man!
Shut up.
And they're all just, like, hushing with each other, and the closer you get to this thing, you realize it's giving off heat. And getting even closer, this thing is almost like a furnace. You're not burning, but it's definitely like, oof, it's like you're outside again. But it has not reacted yet.
All right, now that he's close to it, what is it like? What is it starting to look like? Is it fuzzy? Is it...
Do you have dark vision?
Yeah.
Okay, with your dark vision, you can see in front of you, it appears to be, as I said, like it was like a lump, but it appears to be some kind of ooze creature.
It's definitely the bottom of my list of things I wanted to see.
It appears to be an ooze-type creature, and now you actually kind of see it breathing. Like, it inhales and exhales. It's kind of like you see it, like, growing and then shrinking. And whenever it exhales, it just gets a little bit warmer down here.
Yeah.
It's also a little tough to see with the low light vision down here what kind of colors are going on, but there is a distinct smell of iron coming from this thing.
He's going to smack it.
Smack it.
Roll an attack. Like, just a straight-up D20 in strength.
14 to hit it.
Okay. You smack it, and it's just like, it's basically just like slapping a pile of jello. Just like, whoosh, and it echoes down here what you do. And as soon as you do, this thing just like rumbles angrily and starts rising in front of you, letting out a little bit of a unsettling scream as you hear, well, it's an ooze. It's not supposed to scream.
That's a comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. The heat also turns up immensely, and ugh, you are now starting to take fire damage just by being in this vicinity.
Okay, core moves.
Yeah. You get the fuck out of dodge, and this thing starts chasing after you, and it only gets one attempt to grapple you. As it's just, like, extending... Well, you're running, so you're not maybe looking at it, but you can just hear it extending just, like, a long, oozy tendril to try to wrap around you. Oh. Got a 14.
Against my full AC?
Yeah.
No, does not hit me.
All right, so it doesn't manage to hit you, as you can just feel like a lick of that ooze on you, which burns a little, but otherwise it does not manage to catch you, and you run back to the guys, and they're like, go, get the fuck over here, go, man.
He's hauling ass, yeah. He's running.
You haul ass, and you soon outpace this thing, and make it back into the dark hallway, and they're just like, they're rushing you along, and just like, let's get the fuck out of here, man. And they're getting you back up the stairs.
He's crazy, he's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he does, he's fucking crazy, he actually did it.
The fuck?
Holy shit, man. And soon after you arrive back in the prison, they slam the hatch shut and lock the padlock. It's like, damn, I didn't think you're actually going to do it, bro.
What, you mean you haven't done that? I thought you said you've done that.
I mean, yeah, totally I have, of course. Of course, but I didn't think you were going to do it. I mean, I thought you were a big blue pussy, but hey, I guess you're not. You're actually pretty damn cool. I mean, hey, you know what? Name's Paul. It's nice to meet you. What's your name, buddy?
Core.
Core, cool. My name is Paul.
Paul, Polly, Paulson.
Yeah, my name's Paul. This is Paulson, and that's Pauldron over there.
I'm just going to call you all Paul.
Oh, that's fucking weird, dude. Don't do that. So how'd the hazing with the captain go? He go easy on you?
He did not try to haze me.
Oh, well, then I guess you made a good impression on him. That's nice.
Yes.
Cool. Well, hey, you're pretty cool. So if you ever need any help, just let us know, man. We'll help you out.
All right.
We're all, you know, a big happy family or whatever. We're all like a bunch of happy wish guards doing our wish duty, but we got to look out for one another in here. So we got your back, man.
Right.
But hey, if you're being a bartender, we want that first drink, right? When it's ready, right? Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
About this time tomorrow, I will have lots of good drinks for everyone.
Oh, let's fucking go. It's awesome, dude. He fist bumps you, whether you like it or not.
Core's just like, what was that?
Fist bump. Yeah, just bring it home, man. Like this. And he does it with Pauldron. It's like, there you go. And then, you know, you do like a little like, pachah, you wiggle your fingers, like a bit of pizzazz. So you show real love to your friend, you know?
No, I have to go now.
Oh, yeah, no, I get it. It's late. And you had a long day, so we'll take you right back.
All right.
It's all right. Yeah, and they take you out of the prison and out of the armory and back into the common area, back to your place.
Okay. Can I pocket the key?
Of course you can.
Yeah, I pocket the key. He's doing his thing.
He's supposed to.
Yeah.
But anyways, they drop you off at your place and then they go skip off into the sunset.
Like true Pauls.
Like true Paul bros, man. Mm-hmm.
Core heads back into his small barracks.
You go to unlock your door and something goopy is stuck on your hand.
What the fuck? Now what?
It's toothpaste.
Someone will die tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd like to cut to when come in and he's like, Rooster's licking the ground. He's trying to figure out what the fuck that is.
Okay, well, Core, you walk inside and you see Rooster licking the ground.
Hey, back.
What are you doing?
Reflex save, Core.
Dirty 20.
Oh, dirty 20. Cool. You don't fall on your ass on this extremely slippery, overly waxed floor that someone specifically made to try to trip you.
Many people will die tomorrow.
Yeah, Rooster, you're tasting beeswax.
Yeah, it tastes like wax and bees.
Stop doing that.
Okay. I don't know what it was, but when I was here, somebody came in. They didn't see me, though, but then I heard them go wah, 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 on the ground, and then this is what I got.
These people's hazing techniques are pathetic.
What's hazing?
It's when somebody is new to joining a military corps, and they tease them and try to bully them.
That's not nice.
It is not nice, but it is to make the people strong. However, their methods are pathetic.
Ow.
If this was down in the demon army, you would lose your toenails.
Oh, well, that sucks. I'm definitely not going to join an army place with demons. That sounds rough. I like my nails.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it.
Okay.
Anyway, I have good news.
Mm-hmm.
I found the lamp.
You found where's, like, Cynthia?
Yes. And I have a key to get there.
Oh, that's even better.
We will have to conceal this key. The captain might notice it's missing.
We can't just make a fake one?
Not without any magic.
Kind of looks around the room. Anything key-shaped?
Clothes hangers?
Is there a place to wash up in here, like a small sink? Or do you go to the bathroom in this place?
With a 9, it's the communal bathroom, like the one you've used before. So they have communal showers and bathrooms here.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking we need to steal a bar of soap.
Okay. I can't do that.
You can't do that. Dang. I will go do that.
Okay.
So Core is going to go steal a bar of soap?
Yep.
You don't really have to roll for that because they're freely available in the bathroom. Okay. After wandering around for a while, you probably eventually stumble into one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, bars of soap available.
Okay. He just snatches a bar of soap.
Yoink. You got a bar of soap. Da-da-da.
Okay, take it back,
mm-hmm.
Press the key into the bar of soap,
mm-hmm.
Make an imprint of it,
mm-hmm.
And okay, now what?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen that done before. Maybe just making it really slippery just means that the captain guy can't have it.
I'm remembering Andromeda did something like this once, and I'm trying to remember how the last of it went. He was trying to break into Elzag's room.
Why didn't you just make, like, an ice key?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That could work. But then what do we do with the other key?
And put it back? So the guy doesn't feel so bad?
Oh, I know. I guess, can he sneak back down to the captain's quarters?
Of course you can. You sneak back down to the armory and back into the captain's office, who is not there.
Okay.
Nice.
I'll just put the key back.
And you replace the key as if it never went missing in the first place.
Right, and I leave again.
He's also not there.
Okay. I don't think I could have done that a second time. Yeah. Let's go. All right, let's
back
go
again?
Back to Rooster.
Yeah.
All right. The deed is done. The key has been returned.
Okay. And you remembered to make like an ice version of it?
Well, that's what the bar of soap is for.
Oh, so you fill in the bar of soap imprint with ice?
Yes, so that we can have a temporary ice key.
Okay.
Please afford ice key to work on metal lock.
Probably.
Okay.
We'll see.
We will see.
If not, we just fucking break the lock.
Yeah. Oh, so clever. Oh, this didn't work. Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Fuck it.
That's how it goes.
He has completely forgotten about Nelthor.
Yeah, Rooster also has completely forgotten.
That's totally fine, because I was thinking about it. It's probably best if we don't tell Nelthor, because if it turns out that we fucked up so bad in the next 24 hours, we need somebody to bomb this fucking building.
Yeah, all right.
Also, one thing that I think you may have forgotten, but Korzok actually wearing the spider climb socks.
Right.
So he can spider climb.
Okay.
So that might come in handy.
That might come in handy. Anyway, I guess he goes to bed for the evening. Where are you going to sleep?
I guess the closet.
Is there a closet in here?
There's indeed a wardrobe.
I can sleep in the wardrobe. Just make sure to lock it so I don't fall out.
Okay. Will that be comfy enough for you?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I've slept in small spaces before. It's okay.
You hate small spaces.
Oh, yeah, I do. Okay, wait. He's going to try. I'm going to roll some fucking will to get into the closet. Nope. I rolled an 8. He's like, you know what? Actually, never mind. I don't think that's going to work out for me. I can sleep on the floor.
You better sleep on the bed.
But you're sleeping on the bed.
I can sleep on the floor.
That doesn't seem fair.
You should stay covered by the blanket, and people won't notice it, or less likely to notice you if you're sleeping in the bed.
All right. I guess that makes sense.
So I will sleep on the floor.
Thanks.
No problem.
And you go to sleep.
Your door's locked, right? We're not going to get fucking hazed in the middle of the night.
I locked the door.
I assumed it was going to be locked.
Fucking freezing.
I'm not that mean.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, I pity the people who come in here in the middle of the night and try to haze Core while he's asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a fucking death wish.
They are losing their toenails if they try that.
Welcome to demon hazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, luckily you've already passed your hazing. And the night rolls around uneventful. However, Rooster, you have a dream.
Ooh, fancy luxury.
And then you wake up.
His brain is working and that's his brain is thinking thoughts and that's a luxury?
Well, no, it's because the oxygen's being cut off from his brain. Maybe he's finally able to see. So finally able to fucking have a dream, I guess.
Unfortunately, it's not a nice dream.
Oh, okay.
As you are at first just gaining some feeling in your body.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a space. You can't really see your arm, but you are in a void.
Oh, we're back here again.
A nice, crushingly dark void pushing ever down upon you.
Kind of like his lamp?
Yes, kind of like your lamp. Despite being in a void, it feels tight. It feels suffocating. You can't quite breathe right in here. It's like you have to consciously think every time you take a breath. And it's almost a bit of a struggle.
Kind of like where we are right now.
Yes. Just like where you are right now. And then suddenly through the silence, thump, thump, thump. It's almost like a heartbeat, but not quite. It's a bit too irregular for that.
Just keeps happening over and over again?
It keeps happening over and over. You keep hearing thumping, and you keep struggling to breathe.
He tries to breathe. He tries to, I don't know, yell.
Oh, you breathe. No, you do breathe. But your scream can't be heard, and it doesn't leave your mouth.
That's disturbing. I don't think I like that.
And eventually, the lights just kind of get really bright everywhere, and that kind of wakes you up from your sleep.
Yeah, I don't think Brewster has a great time when he wakes up.
No?
No. No, I don't think that's great. But I mean, he's not one to really talk about this stuff. So, it's not really so I guess he just kind of like centers himself, tries to take in a breath. How's Rooster feeling right now? Cuz I know the magic he consumed with the flower, is it lasting or is it now that he...
No, you feel like you need a you need something.
Uh-oh. I guess he looks pretty sick.
Maybe try the lemon.
Yeah, okay.
Open your mouth.
Wah.
Lemon.
Wah, wah, wah.
Lemon has been inserted into mouth.
He sucks his whole face into his other... like, into his whole body. Yeah.
He turns inside out.
Yeah. His face...
Is it working? Did it help?
I don't know.
Meh. Do you feel better?
I don't know. I think Rooster, I feel worse.
Fortitude save.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, no,
that's
a
oh,
nat
no.
one.
Oh, nice knowing you.
That's a nat one. Okay.
What am I going to work against the nat one against a lemon?
I don't know.
But basically, you paralyzed. Like, your face sucks into itself, and you're just paralyzed for a round.
Rat. Fall down.
Oh, no, I killed him. Oh, God, I killed him. Oh, no. No.
Why?
Rooster. No.
It's like a fucking... The death by lemon. See, yeah. It was going to be a stupid death anyway.
Yeah.
We all knew it.
The 6 seconds goes by.
And eventually wears off.
I'm alive. But everything hurts.
Oh, thank God.
Including my taste buds.
Yeah. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, fine. But my face hurts. And my cheeks. I don't want to eat a whole lemon again. I thought it would be fun, but it wasn't.
Okay, we won't do that.
But he's feeling a bit better?
You feel a little better after that, yes.
Okay, I can breathe a bit better, so that's good.
And then you hear on the door...
I get under a blanket.
Oh, the door?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cor gets up and he goes to the door, unlocks it.
In front of you stands a dwarven woman, looking kind of still a little tired and out of it. And behind her are multiple crates. She says... you're the new recruit, right?
Yes.
Corey. These are for you. Here, sign here.
He signs.
And she says, yeah, shipment of liquor just came in this morning. You must be pretty responsible if you're suddenly taking care of all the booze of these people.
Yes, I'm very responsible.
Well, let me give you a tip. If any of it goes missing, they'll probably lynch you.
Okay, thank you.
Quartermaster Marley, nice to meet you.
Me shakes her hand.
All right, Corey, have a good first day. You're gonna need some good luck.
Thank you.
Off she goes.
All right.
You have 3 crates of booze in front of you.
Okay. Is it a variety of different kinds?
It's some ale, some vodka, and some whiskey.
Okay. When does my shift begin? Because it's the morning. I don't imagine drinking starts immediately now.
Well, you haven't been given exact instructions yet, so currently it's up to you.
All right, well... In that case, we're going to set up for early morning and drinking.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Welcome to Coffee Time, where deal goblins are not allowed, as clearly posted on this sign.
We put up the baby gate. Yeah, they can't get in. They can't get in right now.
You must be this tall to enter. Sorry, Avery.
I crawled under.
No baby gate can handle me!
The master of the baby gate, these can't stop me.
Don't let her get near the caffeine.
No.
Keep her away.
Give me that.
Anyway, yes, hello, welcome to Coffee Time, where we read your personal messages that you guys all kindly bought to help support the show. So why don't we start with... You know what? I'll start because it's very nice and sweet and short.
Oh, you picked the shortest one.
Yeah, I did. this is from Christopher Thomas.
Thompson. No, it's
not. Oh, it is from Christopher.
It's so short and you fucked it up.
It's from Christopher Thompson. Hello, I have an OC named Drac, who if he met Rooster, I would just wish to be Rooster's friend. I mean... Rooster's friends with everyone.
Yeah,
so I think the bar is very, very low.
You don't
low.
Even have to burn a wish on that.
That's, like, literally canonical now.
It's the default.
Yeah, yeah. He would literally be friends with a rock, so it's,
Not that your character is a rock.
No, no, but yeah, his wish is your command.
Ooh.
You might die. Yeah. Anyway, so let's move on to the next one.
This one is from Elijah from Oklahoma. This is a question specific to Felix. As a fellow GM with a wife as a player, does Dingo pester you about campaign secrets that she shouldn't know yet? If so, how do you deal with that? Or if not, got any advice? I don't tell her shit.
I try.
No, we can...
Well, I actually don't. Like, I actually don't want to know.
Sometimes she pries a little bit.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I just put it in, like, an interesting question of just, like, I wonder what that's about.
Yeah, see, if your wife is as tricky as mine, she will try to trick you into answering. So you have to resist that.
Yeah, whenever we get into conversations of D&D, it's just like, hold up. And then he just puts his arms out, waiting to make sure I'm not going to ask something that will be spoilery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I don't give anything out like that. But sometimes Dingo does have that itch, like she would just like to talk more about the campaign. Or we would both like to talk more about it, but like we don't want to do we don't want to give away spoilers. So instead we figure out some extra like rooster backstory or something like that.
And I always do it late at night when we're about to go to sleep, but you don't.
Right where I'm at my most tired and vulnerable with my brain turned off. Yeah. But also, here's two great pieces of advice. One, just go to sleep. She'll forget eventually. Two, if she threatens that you're going to sleep on the couch, always take the couch.
Also, Elijah's wife, get him while he's really sleepy.
Yeah. No, don't listen to her. Next question, next one.
Anyway, next one.
All right, this next one is from Chris Wilson. Shout out to Christian for becoming an unarmed combat master in real life by earning his karate black belt and for being our expert DM.
Holy shit, I dare you to try to fudge a dice roll at the table.
Yeah, you get fucking suplexed.
Shout out to Flynn for his wild magic, normally stunning himself but petrifying the biggest thing in the room when it's needed. And shout out to Hayden for being the biggest, pinkest guy in the group.
Hell yeah.
All hail Lord Smoot.
All hail Lord Smoot.
Pink is best.
Hell yeah.
I like blue. Blue's better, though.
Now I must get a little bit bigger, and I can fight him. I want to be the biggest, pinkest guy.
No fighting or coffee messages.
Never. Don't tell me what to do.
No.
Instead, you are the wittlest, pinkest guy.
No. Shut up. Okay, so, and then our final message is from Ren.
To the folks from my campaign, Through the Obelisks, I like the name, happy starting anniversary July 1st, and congrats on most of you completely going through my trials to the very end. I know some of y'all had to leave early, but I'm happy y'all stuck around in the private server to witness the chaos via the summaries. Especially sorry for a certain duck in a suit for what had happened to your characters during the trials.
So many questions.
Is the details too hardcore? Like, I don't get to know because it's not, like, friendly to the podcast.
Not safe for work.
Yeah. Not for safe for work, duck.
Not the duck.
Hopefully see you all again within the next campaign, and pray you don't cause another big-ass explosion. You know who you are. Oh, yeah, they know who they are. To the Fool's Gold crew, thank you all for your work and making my shifts more tolerable. Do hope that Rooster and Core gets a happy ending to this tale.
No, they won't.
What?
What do you mean?
Not at all. I didn't say anything.
I'm emotionally invested in my own happy ending.
Well, I know. That's what makes it all the sweeter.
I got a lot on stake here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we can make your work a bit more tolerable.
Yeah. Also, this coffee message reminded me it's July 1st. Happy Canada Day, baby.
Happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day. I was caught between the yawn.
Happy Canada Day.
Yeah.
Happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day.
Where we throw beavers at people.
You know, with you doing that in Rooster's voice, you've just canonized Canada.
Canada's a real thing.
In the Sans lore.
Well,
you can't just do that.
Rooster's weird like that, though. He's just like, yeah, happy Canada Day. And everybody's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, just wait till a CR-15 moose shows up.
Ah, there he is! The president of Canada!
Ah, there's John Canada.
Right there.
Right there!
In the desert.
In the fucking desert.
With his almighty beaver army.
Well, as always, a huge thank you guys for purchasing messages to support the Sans show. It goes right into our editing budget, which is really much appreciated. And if you would like to buy a message of your own, you can check it out on our website, foolsgold.fun/sans, where you can also check out a whole bunch of extra art and comics and other little extra nifty little things.
Little nuggets. We got nuggets everywhere.
Nuggets everywhere, as far as the eyes can see.
Yeah, I just posted a rooster comic. I guess it would be last week. We also, thanks to the Deal Goblin, have been reminded that we have a sale going on for Fool's Gold merch. There is some merch on foolsgold.shop, as a lot of stuff is on sale. And I'm not going to tell you the percentages because they're all over the place. So something's 20% off, something's 15% off, something's a lot percent off, something's $10 off. There's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And it's all good shit. So yeah, go check that out. The sale's only lasting for probably like a month. So you got a limited time.
Especially on those tarasks.
Yeah.
Last but not least, we are less than 50 people away from 11,000 Discord members.
Oh, shit.
So if you would like to be one of those last lucky 50 people to support us,
hey,
join that Discord. It's pretty chill, and we'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, we actually are pretty active there.
Yeah.
We do a lot of talking and theorizing stuff. And then also, we do like hangouts where we play games, do Jackbox, answer your questions, shit like that.
Yeah, we gotta do another one of those soon.
Yeah, yeah, we gotta do that.
But anyways, let's get back to the show.
Let's get back.
Let's go. Like a bar to go to and work at?
Just make it out of fucking crates and make like a makeshift
he could
bar. I know that the guy said that he needed to get one. Remember? He's like, oh yeah, we need a bar.
Yep, so there is none.
There is no bar.
Correct.
Okay. Rooster, you have to climb on my back.
He was looking at the bear, like the boxes of liquor, and he's like, okay.
All right, pick your favorite, then get up there.
Yes, and whiskey.
You get a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, he's got a bottle of whiskey.
You get yourself a nice 5-year-old dragon singe.
Boop. Take some.
It's good.
Cool. That'll keep him okay for a
bit. All right.
It does not do anything for your magic breathing at all. I just want to say.
So just to clarify, he has nowhere to work out of. There's nothing of a bar.
Nope. That's your problem now, apparently.
Probably
as
work
saying,
out of your little place.
They don't have one of those yet.
Probably work out of your little shack.
Yeah. Cor will look at everything that he's got to work with. Is he near like the garden?
Yes. Everybody has their houses kind of set up around this garden.
Okay.
So you're pretty much right adjacent to it.
Okay. All right. He'll drag the three crates over with him towards the edge of the garden so that the garden is to his back as if it's like the backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take the booze out of the crates and then kind of tilt the crates on the side as if he's making like 3 shelving units facing him.
Nice.
He's going to tell one of the passing soldiers to get him a couple buckets of water.
Okay, well, you actually find a nice guy who's willing to oblige that, and he gets you some buckets of water.
Cool. One of those buckets goes with me. He's going to make ice out of that and probably just freeze the bucket and then just probably take like the nearest, I don't know, screwdriver he can find and use as an ice pick to chisel it up.
Sure.
And the other 2 buckets of water he's going to pour over top of the crates and then freeze it and pour more and freeze it and pour it and freeze it and pour it and just make like an ice bar.
The more ice you form, the more attention you get.
Mm-hmm.
It's more when people are like, what the hell's going on, man? Like, yeah, it's a lot of curious looks you're getting.
This is inspired by, I was skiing a long time ago, and when I pulled up in one of the chalets, they had made a bar out of snow. They had just decided to make that. So that's what he's making. He's just making a snow bar.
Hell yeah.
He'll get some fruits, some sorted fruits, probably stick those in the now empty buckets, and probably even like make a couple glasses out of pure ice because they didn't give any glasses.
And eventually, Captain Rune comes walking up and says, Inspection, present the bar.
Present the what?
Bar.
Here it is.
Make me a drink.
All right.
I'm timing you.
Okay, damn it. When we were setting up the bar, could I put Rooster in one of those crates? He's like, you have like the whole full front of it to like see out of. Sure. So you're not like, I mean,
he'll be okay facing you, right?
Like, yeah. Is Rooster comfortable with that? Like just kind of sitting in a cubby?
Probably because it's not closed.
And he can see your legs and stuff, so it's okay. He's been under tables and stuff before, so I think it's okay.
So Rooster is currently sitting underneath the bar, hidden Yeah. So when Kor, like, he's like, sure, I will get you a drink. He just, like, reaches down at Rooster as a gesture of, like, okay, give me a liquor.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He'll give him vodka.
All right. He takes vodka, pours it in the glass. He'll take, like, the nearest fruit that he can.
In fact, you've seen a little fruit brush grow beside your bar with all sorts of different fruits on it.
Right.
Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, there's like a mango beside a banana beside a cherry.
Okay.
It makes absolutely no sense.
Sure. He'll grab a fruit and he'll just sort of squeeze it directly into the big cup with his demon fish. And then there he goes. Maybe he made a screwdriver for all we know.
Okay. So Kor has no idea what he's doing, right?
He's going off of seeing Rooster make things, seeing people at the bar at Kikoma make things, and that one time he saw Amelia make a drink.
He made a survival roll to see how good you make this.
14.
The captain seems mildly pleased, takes a sip. Acceptable. I will get word around the base that people can get some drinks tonight to celebrate. In the meantime, step aside. And he starts carving something into your ice.
Okay.
It does look like he's going to come around to your side, though. Kind
Kor,
of like he's Kor, carving something, and he's like he's starting to make his way around the corner.
Kor blocks his way.
He's like, move!
I cannot.
What?
This is my domain.
Ah, this is my base. You follow my orders, and you move.
The bar is
sacred.
Yeah, it's you cannot go behind the bar because the bar is my territory.
Rooster would be giving thumbs up if you could see him.
In order to complete the rune circle, I need to go one full lap around your table.
What is the rune circle?
It will keep it cold.
Oh, all right. In that case, Kor will just, like, bump up against Rooster and, like, try to, like, block Rooster's with his big legs.
Yeah, Rooster's going small.
He rolled really low on his spot. Rooster, give me a hide.
6.
You rolled a 5.
Oh.
Fuck off.
Okay.
I almost had you.
I am in the shadows.
This fucker only has an eye patch on. He can't see shit.
Yeah.
Well, he's apparently too focused on his work.
Yep.
And in fact, finishes carving one full circle of some kind of ancient runes that you've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
But once he carves the last one, you see them briefly glow.
Mm-hmm.
And start cooling the table.
Can I take a note of what the hell that rune is? I want to remember that.
I mean, if you later take the time to write them all down, maybe.
Oh, okay.
But it's too many to memorize all in one go because he's carving a bunch of runes all along your counter.
Okay.
Oh, he is. His name is Rune.
That's right.
Damn it.
Impressive.
You got us again.
What? Is my naming not clear enough?
I really do wonder what Paul does, what his ancient understanding of magics is.
I mean, I literally named one of them Pauldron, like shoulder Pauldron, but...
Oh my god.
Eventually, the captain leaves, and you have a moment just to yourself. Rooster, you can now unclench.
Is Rooster cold now, or is he cool? Because I'm thinking about the runes. I'm just wondering if they affect him at all.
Well, they don't affect you, but they affect your surroundings, and okay. You are starting to freeze.
I'm cold. I'm very cold.
You start to hear chattering from his teeth.
Okay, all right, fine. Kor takes off his poncho, shoves it in there. It's like a blanket.
Yeah. Oh man, it's so big up for him. Probably. Yeah. He's like, oh yes.
There.
And you make it more bearable.
Oh, he gets so comfy in that little hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got like your own cubby. Smells like Kor.
Falls asleep.
A little bit of time passes. You can see the fruit bush is growing a bit more to try to help you out in a way. It's growing strawberries, it's growing cherries, and just kind of dropping them on your counter. Mm. Like vines reach out, drop fruit, and then leave.
Mm. Thank you. He's collecting everything.
And in the meanwhile, you kind of just get a glance of the everyday life of the Wish Guard. You see people here marching. There is changing of the guards. There are task forces that are conducting their meetings, being like, all right, men, we have seen a genie somewhere within this vicinity. We're going to be sent there to investigate. It's going to be a 5-day mission. Let's pack our stuff and move out. You know, those kinds of things.
Okay.
And there's also some being assigned tasks, like you see some are farming, some are harvesting fruits, some are drying the fruits, you know, some are cleaning. It's a military camp. It's a busy place.
But with time passing, you're starting to get your first customers.
All right.
As hours pass, people are finishing their shifts, coming back from missions, and being more than delighted to have some nice fucking booze right about now.
And the aesthetic.
And the
aesthetic. Icy bar. Mm-hmm. With, like, literal chilled glasses and fresh fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty damn good.
Yeah. And you're handing out, like, the first few drinks, and that word spreads like wildfire. And people are basically starting to abandon their posts to come get a drink.
Okay. The object is to get these people drunk off their asses.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not holding back on the alcohol level here.
Yeah.
This is just, like, straight up just vodka shots sometimes, and with just, like, a whole strawberry in there with them.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we could just get the fruit tainted as well.
Maybe.
Tainted how?
She could poison them.
Yeah, she could poison them. She could put sleeping stuff in there. Who knows? She's a genie. She can do a fuck your mom.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe the captain is in the toilet right now vomiting his guts out.
No, instead what happens is, despite all the fruit that she's growing, eventually she starts growing a herb that you don't recognize. And it's just kind of hinting at the fact that you should include it in the drinks. And what you notice is that people get very drunk very quickly and then very sleepy.
Awesome. Okay.
Eventually, a little bit of a party gets started. Mm-hmm. You know, people are having a good time. They're kind of sitting up in front of you. Some people have brought out some instruments.
Oh boy, Rusha's going to have to resist joining a party.
Yeah, well, I think right now he's chowing down on any fruit you're handing him.
Sure.
Because he probably needs to keep up his magic.
Yeah.
So he's like, meh, meh, meh.
No lemons, but yeah, you're getting a bunch of the other stuff left over.
And he's got a big old bowl of strawberries and just eating them away.
Yeah, and of course, keeping an eye on you.
And that fruit is delicious.
Oh, so good.
But yeah, there's like a lute. People have got drums. They got like, what do you call the
maracas?
Yeah, we got maracas in here. Like, it's a good time. Probably people are busting on some sombreros, too. Like, it's just a good time.
Yeah. Glow sticks.
But the longer this night goes on, the more people are getting absolutely sloshed. People are also passing out. And some don't even make it home. They just fall asleep on the ground.
Right.
Yeah, also your friends, the
Pauls.
Paul, Paulson, and Pauldron are coming back up. It's like, hey, it's our buddy. How's the bar going?
Good, good.
Yeah, hook us up with a drink.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my man.
Also, are they wearing full armor now?
Yes, they are. They just came back from guard duty.
Mm. Yeah, Cora says, oh, good. You look like you just finished your shift.
Yeah, snuck out a couple minutes early, you know? He's trying to hang out with a friend.
All right. Well, here, have some drinks and take a load off.
Hey, thank you.
In fact, you can take your armor off and put it over there.
Where? Oh, well, we can't do that.
No. What's that?
Oh, it's got to go back to the armory. They watch that stuff pretty closely. We'll bring it back after the party. I mean, the quartermaster's right over there currently sitting in a bush, so we're not too worried about not bringing this back right now.
She, like, skulking out everything through a bush?
No, it's more like ass over tea kettle in a bush.
Well, she's not watching anything then.
Nope. Yeah, but that's what they're saying. They're like, she's not on her post, so we can't bring the stuff back right now anyways.
Oh, well, that's why you have to leave it here right now. I'm collecting them here so that the quartermaster can transport them back later. I mean, let's be honest, you're going to wander off once you get drunk, and it'll be harder for her to catch you then.
Oh, I don't know, man. Like, if we sign these out, like, if they go missing, we're going to be in big trouble, man. Nah, it's all right. I mean, the armor is not that bad. It's pretty comfortable. You know, some of these are not even that hot, not even that sweaty. So it's all right. But thanks for the drink, man. Appreciate it.
Mm.
And they go off and do their partying things.
I will get you.
Your little dog, too.
You will pay.
More time passes.
If I cannot take your toenails, I will take your armor.
Okay. I have just rolled a D100 to determine how many people have passed out.
Mm-hmm.
How many people, roughly, from what you've seen. And you don't see anybody left standing.
Fuck yeah.
I rolled a 100.
100. Oh my god.
God, that's two sessions in a row you rolled 100.
These dice are fucking spicy right now, dude.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've got a whole barrack of passed out people.
Yeah. I think with a clang of the banjo, that is the last sound you hear, and then it just gets eerily quiet.
All right. I guess you can come out now.
Gets up. I'm still sleepy.
We have to stay awake a bit longer. It's time to do this.
All right, I'm just going to eat all the fruit.
Okay, we've got some armor to steal. Cora just wanders over the nearest person and just, like, shakes them out of the armor.
You do that. Yep.
Can I do that two more times?
Sure. But I think you're struggling to find one in your size.
There isn't any kind of, like, orcs here.
Give me a spot. Or, like, a search. Either one you want.
22.
With a 22, you find one that roughly sizes up to you, and you shake them out of the armor.
All right. I've got armor for me. You might as well just put that right on. Okay. Wait, that might suppress my own magic. How does it feel wearing it, actually?
Putting it on, it actually feels fairly comfortable. It's well padded on the inside and has a little bit of a cooling effect as well. So you actually feel very comfy as a cold demon, I guess.
Mm.
You also feel like you are severed from any kind of exterior magic. Like any kind of remnants that were maybe floating around, even from Rooster or so, they cannot touch you.
Ugh, that's spooky. I don't like that.
What?
This armor feels weird and I don't like it.
You can still feel your connection to Aebrith. However, suppressed by this overall place that you're in, the armor is not further suppressing it. Mm. Basically, the way this armor works is you can channel magic out of it, but it has a hard time hitting you back.
Weird. Anyway.
You might even see, like, conductors, like, built into the gauntlets.
Okay. Armor check. Now.
We need to get one for Andromeda.
Yeah.
I want to get one for Lily, just in case.
All right. Can I find one that looks like it'll fit Lily?
She's a human. Wouldn't be that hard. Though she may be rotund, but she's, still.
She's big boned.
When it comes to rotund, it looks like you'll be able to take the outfit from Quartermaster Marley, who's passed out in the bush.
Okay, right. Cool to that.
Might be a little short, but at least it'll be wide enough.
He has three sets of armor now. When's the last time I saw the captain? Is he a part of the 100% passed out on the dirt?
You don't see the captain.
All right, well, so we have two problems then.
Hmm?
There's something in there guarding the lamp. It's like a magma gel ooze.
Yeah.
And also the captain, who I can't see anymore.
Well, if we run into the captain, we'll just knock him out.
Right, I'll just kill him.
Okay.
Then let's go.
We gotta get Cynthia, and we go get her lamp.
Right.
So,
I still don't know how to get her out of that cage. I didn't see any kind of doors or locks.
We'll have to figure it out as we go, right?
Fine. Lamp first. That way they can't hurt her.
Okay. Let's do that.
Right. We haul ass.
Alrighty. You haul ass.
I also would say that I'm wearing the armor.
Okay. And Rooster, you're just walking without the armor, right? You're not wearing anything.
No, but he'll probably take your poncho and put all the armor in it and just, like, make it a big bag.
Sure.
And just go, so now he just has it.
Okay.
All right. You head towards the armory. You enter inside, hallway, nobody there.
Okay.
Doors closed.
We proceed further past Cynthia to the hatch in the ground.
The hatch in the ground. Well, first things first, let's see if somebody's in the prison. There is somebody in the prison. What you see in front of you is one of the guards that work here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're currently looking at Cynthia's containment and just checking things and filling out a form. Essentially just making sure that everything here is working correctly, up to snuff, and that there's no leaks or anything like that. They haven't noticed you yet. They've got their back turned to you right now.
He kind of gestures with the bag, like, You know, big old boof.
They might know how to open it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How you want to do that?
Scare them into talking.
Okay.
What's the plan, Cor? Or should I say Corey?
What is this person? Like, are they dwarf, halfling, elf?
The dice shall speak. Dragonborn. This one's a silver dragonborn.
Okay.
Medium build. Looks competent enough. They've been here for a while. Middle age.
Just pretend to be his friend.
Cor shoots Rooster a look.
Rooster's like, as he, like, he's trying to breathe.
I'm trying to think of how to go about this. I think I just want to run up behind him and grapple him.
All right, then go ahead and make a touch attack. Nat one?
Yeah, what the fuck, dice?
Okay, Cor. Okay.
Why have you betrayed me?
You're sneaking up behind. And Rooster, are you hiding or are you just standing there?
No, he's just standing there.
Okay, you're just standing there. You see Cor, like, he's kind of getting those tippy toes. He's heading over there. And he just goes to, like, grab the guy, just like a good armful. Mm-hmm. Instead, just kind of spasms a little bit and just cups the guy's ass.
Oh!
He's
going for the friend approach.
And immediately the guy just like seizes up and turns around and is like, oh, hello? Hi? He pushes your hand away.
I think you broke Avery with that one.
Why would you do this to me?
I didn't. That was your dice. I'm going to quickly roll a D100 for quality of booty.
Oh my god.
6 out of 10. It's all right.
I'm just going to slam his head against the wall.
That's amazing.
Cor's just like, I can't have everybody know about this.
Yeah, I'm just going to slam his skull against the glass.
Yeah, so
Cor goes,
he's going to turn around, push your hand aside. He's got like clipboard in hand, wondering what the hell is going on. The next thing he sees is just a hand coming towards him and fucking smash his skull in. Roll another attack.
please be another nat one.
I would have laughed.
No.
Take this further.
No. Shut up.
Caress his mouth.
17 to hit him.
17 to hit him? Fuck. Okay. With a 17, you certainly hit. Deal your 1d6 of damage.
7.
Jesus. Okay, he had 6 health.
Oh.
Passes so, yeah. out.
Just boom, blood splatter up against the wall. Oh, he drops.
A bit more than passing out.
Cor just like looks over Rooster and says, I panicked.
You didn't explode his skull, but like he certainly like got him good.
It's all right. I'll come back later. But for now, we kind of need to figure out how to open this.
He's gonna walk up to the cage
mm-hmm.
and be like, Cynthia.
You see someone peeking from behind the large leaves inside.
Oh, he points to her.
She points to you.
Ah, come here.
She comes to the front.
Okay.
She puts her hand on the barrier.
Can you talk?
I guess Ken and Rooster should be going like, can you talk? Because he's not much of a breather right now, but yeah. Still.
She nods.
Okay. Do you know how to get out? Like, or maybe not you getting out, but do you know how any of this works?
She shakes her head.
I try to touch it.
You touch it, and it actually feels kind of strange to you. What you feel is just like concentrated genie magic.
Can I try to break it?
Give me concentration.
Okay. I'm thinking of this as kind of like undoing a spell, like I did with Nurbles.
Come on. Oh. No, I got a 13.
Unfortunately not. It's too powerful for you.
Ow. No, it doesn't work. Okay. Can't just hit it a bunch. I guess we can't hear you.
She says something, like you can see her move her mouth, but you don't hear anything.
Well, we're gonna get you out. We gotta figure out how to get your lamp.
She nods eagerly.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe if we get your lamp, we can get you out, okay.
We can go get that.
Okay. Do you want me to stay, or are you okay with us leaving?
She does like a gesture of like shooing you away.
Okay.
All right, we go over to the hatch.
She looks at the body of the guy like, yeesh. You walk over to the hatch. It's locked.
I will use my soap.
You'll use your soap?
Yes, to make an ice key.
You make an ice key. And click. A lock opens.
Yay!
It worked! High five.
Yeah, you don't got to roll when you have good plans like that.
Woo! I think it was Andromeda's plan. Cor just remembered how to do it.
Nice. But yeah, the hatch opens and leads into the dark abyss below.
Okay, so if we break the glass and take the lamp, it will cause a alarm to go off.
He stops at the front of the stairs.
Oh, dark. Okay.
Oh, right.
No, it's okay. I'll be fine. Just got focus. Focus on Cynthia. But I am gonna leave this. And he leaves the big old pile of armor up there. It's quite encumbering, mm-hmm. So it's just like, just leave that there. And I'll focus. Focus. We go down.
You head back down. Once again, it's a little warmer down here as up above, but the same site as before. A large, about 50 by 50 foot room with a genie lamp on a pedestal in the center of the room, surrounded by what looks like a glass dome. And Cor, you specifically noticed that the big lump is now in a different part of the room.
I think we just have to smash and grab this. I don't want to deal with that thing. It is very hot.
Okay, sure.
So you stay by the stairs, or ladder.
Okay, you got it?
Yes, I outrun it before. I can outrun it now.
All right, I'll watch.
Are you sneaking up to it?
Yeah.
Give me move silent.
13.
Okay, well, I only got an 11, so you're good. So you sneak up to this glass orb, and now that you're closer to it, it does seem to have some kind of magic on it. You can't really see what, but you just see there's some swirls going around it every once in a while.
Are there any runes carved into this pedestal that it's resting on?
Of course.
I want to scratch them out. I'm going to use my meteor glaive to just cut a big, deep gash into them.
Okay. Give me an attack roll to do that.
21.
Ooh, okay. With a 21, you succeed, and you scratch out some of these runes, and you can see them kind of fizzle away. In fact, what you see, once you destroy those runes, there's that magic that kind of like lifts off of the orb and pulls itself away towards the blob.
That was weird. Then I think he'll look back at Rooster and say like, oh, I'm going to break it now.
Also, how is Rooster feeling?
Yeah, this is the most magic suppressing area.
And as much as fruit is good, I don't know if it's really lasting him this long.
Yeah, so you're holding your breath down here. You can't breathe, period.
Oh, good. Okay.
So you can be down here to a number of rounds equal to your constitution score.
Yeah, 12.
There you go. 10 to go.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Rooster and he doesn't say anything because he's just like, it's like he's like concentrating, but he looks very sick.
Oh no, Rooster never concentrates.
Yes.
This is a bad sign.
Not a good concentration on this.
I'm going to smash that glass.
You smash that glass and of course the blob notices and you quickly hear that as it just like rises up and starts flailing around to find what the hell has disturbed it. In front of you, the wires are kind of peeled off to the side with the destruction of the glass, and you look upon a genie lamp.
What is the shape of this genie lamp?
This one looks a little bit like a watering can, but made completely out of like vines that are just like twisted into this shape, and is even adorned with some flowers.
It should have gold throughout it too, right?
And of course, there's some gold on it.
All right, I steal that lamp. Snatch it.
You steal that lamp, and the pressure plate lifts up and sets off the alarm.
Yeah. All right, haul an ass.
Haul an ass. Let's see if your new friend will actually allow you to leave, because he's going to try to stop you. As the ooze reaches out to you and tries to grapple you. Fucking damn it, this thing sucks.
Not a good start.
Yeah, does a 14 hit you?
No.
So yeah, tendril comes, yeah, tries to grab you, and nope. You slink out of it, and it moves towards Rooster 30 feet. There's now Rooster between you and it 20 feet. What do you want to do, Rooster? Oh, also, this thing is pissed and is now, like, oozing heat. And also, since you're closer to the stairs, maybe you catch some of the light. You can see that this thing appears to be made out of blood.
Ooh, that's not great. Is this fucking...
Oh.
Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking of.
Oh.
I was thinking of if they're using the armor, they're using genies to make the armor. Is this thing made out of leftover genie blood?
Ooh.
Ophelix is making a face.
Mm-hmm. Is it blood? Mm-hmm. From genies?
Genie blood?
You can ask it.
I guess, I don't know. Rooster's feeling a bit conflicted because he's just like, we should just smash and grow. Go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we should fight this thing at all.
Yeah, that's what Core said. Like, let's go. Yeah, get up the stairs, go.
Yeah, I think he's just like, he's going.
Okay, both of you do a reflex save.
Oh.
So not one for Rooster.
I got a 12.
And you got a 12, meaning you both fail. Because just as you're about to get out of range out of this thing, you see it kind of bubble up into a bigger shape and then pop into a bunch of fire.
Ugh.
Causing a flame burst to appear all around it. And since you're both in the burst and didn't dodge, both of you take 23 points of fire damage.
Oh my god.
That is very spicy.
It's too hot. Too spicy.
And after doing that attack, you can see that this is still heating up. It's just boiling up some more of that bloody rage inside of it. And it's getting hotter and hotter down here.
Time to go.
And it's chasing after you.
Just go, get up the ladder, go.
On your turns, you now escape up the ladder. And this thing is just like slowly sliding up the ladder.
Close the door.
You close the hatch.
Yeah. I also would like to just kick that ladder loose.
Okay, give me a strength check.
Oh, 11 to kick ladder.
You do not kick down the ladder.
No.
It is secured too best. Too
no.
good.
No, good. That's a good ladder.
That is
right
a
there.
Good built ladder.
Close that door.
Okay.
Boom. You close the door and you're running. First thing you notice, the barrier is gone. And Cynthia stands in front of you.
What? Oh, that was good. That's nice.
Cynthia.
Time to go.
Okay.
And actually, now that you're back up here, you feel completely invigorated. You see all that magic that was stored around Cynthia in that little biome that she's been building up in there has just like leached out and this room is quickly overgrowing.
Okay.
And you feel invigorated with some of the magic that she's able to share with you. And she says, did you get it?
Yeah, give it to her.
Throws her the lamp.
She grabs it and just like breathes like the biggest sigh of relief she's ever breathed in her life and clutches it to her chest and says, okay. Now what?
Leaving.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick up that armor.
Yuck. You pick up the armor, Core just picks up Cynthia.
Yeah, you guys both grab some stuff, and you start running, and behind you, you hear, bam, as the hatch explodes open, and the ooze starts crawling out after you.
That's not great.
We'll go.
Let's go.
You run for your lives, and notice that, the prison door is closed. Seems the alarm may have shut the door.
The one to the exit of...
The one to level 2.
Well, we'll just smash the door open.
Give me smashy.
I put Cynthia down. I'm just going to bull rush the whole door.
Hell yeah, do it.
It's not amazing, but at least it's not a nat one. 12.
Ooh, with a 12, you put a sizable dent into this door.
I want to follow after.
Yeah, you do it too.
Ooh, I got 26.
With a 26, you and your extra weight that you throw into this door, boom, it blasts off the hinges and just falls down.
We are free!
Let's go!
And behind you, you hear that slurp, slurp as it's chasing after you.
Come on, come on, come on!
Let's go, let's go.
And at this point, you can see that ooze is on fire.
Okay.
It's literally burning.
I'm turning to Cynthia. What is that thing?
I don't know.
What? Okay. I thought it was a friend.
No, 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 no. And you guys keep running.
Yep.
You run past the armory where, again, you don't notice anybody here. It seems to be empty. However, the door, once again, to the level one, the common area, has been sealed.
Another bull rush.
Bull rush.
Synchronized bull rush. Synchronized. Let's go.
Nat 20.
Oh! And I got a 19 on the die.
Oh, shit. So we both critted.
Oh, shit. So from an outside perspective, that door is just minding its own business. And it just, like, flies across the room off the hinges. Probably takes somebody out in the process.
Fucking eviscerated.
You know what? That door goes flying so hard, it opens the exit door.
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. And you run off into the common area. However, from the side, a small troop of guards approaches, led by Captain Rune.
How sloshed are these guards?
So Captain Rune is standing in front of you, strong, disciplined, ready to take some heads. And behind him are 10 very wobbly guards. They're just kind of holding themselves up by, like, spears and swords. It's like, yes, Captain.
You know what I think?
Hmm?
I think we should go bowling.
Yes, bowl. Use me!
You want me to throw you a genie at the wish card?
Yes!
All right, I pick him up.
The captain says, do your worst, demon.
Happily! And I throw Rooster at him.
If we capture the second genie, you will be commended and promoted.
Fuck you. I'm not on your side, isn't that obvious?
Oh, you will be. Cor, you're going to roll a ranged attack roll.
Only got a 10.
Okay. With a 10, Rooster, you take out like one of the sloshed guards on the side. If this was bowling, you'd take out one pin.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm running right after and I'm just going to body slam the captain.
But now that Cor has thrown Rooster, why don't we roll some initiatives? Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of Fool's Gold Sands. If you like the show, you can check out our website, foolsgold.fun/sands, for a bunch of extra content there. We have cool stuff like concept art, comics for backstories, even some extra character art, and you can buy personal messages for coffee time to support the show. But that's all for this week, so I will see you next time. Bye!